Hey girl, have you tried all the diets and still you cannot get the results that you want? Well, today I want to help you get out of this diet cycle with some answers, with some guidance on how to figure out the why. I'm going to give you three keys to finding out why your diets that you're doing aren't giving the results that you want. So hopefully you'll stick with me today. So let's dive in. Hey girl. Welcome to the podcast, She Breaks Free. I'm Tara Josie, a wife, mom, fitness professional, and recovered obsessor of diet and exercise. If you're ready to finally break free from what you're supposed to do and find out what's best for you, gain solutions on the diet that works for your body, and learn fitness strategies to change your health, this podcast was made for you. As always, you can find out more or connect with me in our Facebook group, She Breaks Free. Okay, it's time to put your big girl pants on, lay that cookie down. Let's get into today's show. I have been stuck in a diet cycle for many years of my life and would try things for a few weeks. It wasn't giving me the results that I wanted, so I would just jump to the next thing. And I would stay in this pattern for a while before I'd be just throwing my hands up and saying, forget it, I can't do this. You know, so much can be learned about what we need when we actually start diving into what's not working. And through this evaluation of what's not working, I really found what it was that I needed, that I needed to face in order to really be able to see results in my life. And thank God for that, because I have left that diet cycle behind me, and I'm not afraid around food. I'm not anxious around food, and I want to help you do the same thing. So I want to give you three keys today that really help you dive into the why behind things might not be working for you. And, you know, it is a hard reality to face, but it's better to look at why it's not working versus just continuing to stay in the cycle and just keep trying things. So let's just talk about the reality here, and I want you to take an honest look at where you're at. So the key number one is that you actually have to get healthy first before you can lose weight. And what do I mean by this? Restrictive diets mess with our bodies, and it is important for us to be healthy in our mindset around food, in our metabolism and our hormones. It's important for us to be healthy completely before we actually even think about trying to lose weight. And I know you don't want to hear this because it's all about the quick fix. But once we get it in our heads that the weight loss is a secondary goal, you'll actually begin to see that if you begin to change your habits and get healthy, the weight loss is going to follow naturally. It's really important for us to spend time in maintenance. For those of us who continually have been in this diet cycle, it's important to think about how much food that you've been eating. And if you're somebody who's restricted calories for a long period of time, your body is probably malnourished. It's probably missing things that it needs because you're not eating a variety. You're just holding steady at a certain number. Maybe that's 1200 calories. Maybe that's 1400 calories. And you're not really willing to go more than that because you're afraid you're going to gain weight. And the reality is your body's kind of stuck in this place, and so is your mindset. And chances are your body doesn't have what it needs to really be a healthy metabolism, healthy hormones, and there could be a whole lot of other things going on with you versus the fact that you're minimizing your calories and you've done this for a very long period of time. It's important to think about in this particular space, getting healthy first is thinking about maintaining your weight. Like, you might gain a little bit of weight, but if you're focusing on eating whole healthy foods, not processed foods, foods that are going to restore healthy fats, good proteins, lots of veggies, fruits, you know, good complex carbs like sweet potatoes, regular potatoes, quinoa, beans, black beans, garbanzo beans, whatever type of beans you like, those are all healthy foods that need to be a part of your diet, a variety of diet. I have a complete list of those for you if you would like to email me. Tara J, TARAJ at dietditching.com, would love to send those foods to you. You have the ability to do this change if you follow a healthier diet. You might end up seeing yourself set up for a much easier way to lose weight. You got to do what you can do to get healthy first. Your healthy metabolism and adding movement into your life, yeah, that has to be a part of it too. All right, second key is that once your body is fed and you are on your way to really restoring your metabolism and you're healthy, you can begin to address fat loss or weight loss. And there is certainly a difference in fat loss and weight loss. And we'll be doing an episode soon about this. However, let's talk about once you are feeling healthy, once you have been doing this for a while, let's say a few months, 3 months, 4 months of feeding yourself healthy. Then let's talk about what kind of calories that we're eating. So how many calories are you taking in daily as a healthy eater? Maybe that's 2,000, maybe that's 2,200, maybe that's 2,600. You know, recently I kind of embarked on this journey myself to kind of heal my hormones, and I was eating upwards of 2,700 calories a day, and I was maintaining my weight. That felt great, still feel good. I felt great, and maintaining my weight at 2,700 calories a day, I just couldn't believe it. And when you are at that place, you actually have a much better margin for a calorie deficit. For example, if you're eating 1,200 calories a day and you're trying to diet, well, you don't really have much room to go, right? Let's say you're trying to drop down to 1,000 calories a day, 900, you can't do that. That's not sustainable. So it's important for you to build yourself into a healthy place where your metabolism is functioning well. You're feeding yourself 2,000, 2,200, 2,400 calories a day. These are healthy calories, right? Then you've got a better starting point. That's your starting point. Let's say it's 2,200 calories a day. Okay, well, maybe you can just shave off when it's time for the weight loss or the fat loss goals. Maybe you can shave off 400 calories a day. Maybe you drop down to 1,800, maybe 1,900. It's a slight calorie deficit that can begin to then take you into your weight loss goals. If your starting point is too low, it just isn't sustainable. So you have to consider that. You have to think about that. Weight loss isn't going to happen if you're already starting at 1,200 calories and then you're trying to diet from that point. It just doesn't work. You're not going to be able to do it. You'll end up binging. You'll end up overeating. You're going to end up, you know, really just not feeling well, very, very undernourished at that point. All right. Key number three to consider is to evaluate your effort. So just because a client tells me they've tried everything doesn't mean I believe them. Because if you've tried everything, then we wouldn't be discussing this, right? So if you've tried everything, did you really follow every single protocol to a T? Is it really a protocol that's best for your body? Like, maybe that's the key there. Thinking about a particular diet that's not for you is pretty crucial in the finding here. And being able to do the work yourself to figure out what your body needs is the path that you probably want to take. You know, eating healthy whole foods, minimal sugar, you know, when you are indulging, think about smart indulgence. For example, a square of a really good dark chocolate, maybe with a little bit of maybe a tablespoon of natural peanut butter on it. I love that treat. That satisfies my sweet tooth. It satisfies my craving for chocolate. Or I'll have a rice cake spread with Greek yogurt on top and a couple dark chocolate chips. Or even spread that with a little bit of nut butter and dark chocolate chips on top. Just enough to give that sweetness, that satisfying, that indulgence, but you're not diving into the pantry that's got donuts in there. So it's thinking about those things when you are thinking about your effort and what you're doing. Are you really following and doing the things that are feeding your body well? Are you doing the things that are impacting your body in a healthy way? You have to take an honest look at your effort and what it is that you're doing. You got to be honest with yourself and understand it's really not about perfection. It's just about progress. it's one choice at a time, one decision at a time, that puts you in this place of finding your way of eating in a healthy, holistic way, but also just being able to learn about yourself along the way, and that it's not all about perfection. It's not about just checking the boxes and doing everything perfect, because you're gonna screw up at some point. You're going to eat the thing that you wish you wouldn't have ate, and then you're gonna feel guilty. It's about eating whole foods, doing the thing, having those nice moments of sweet treats, indulgences that are smart, that are not taking you to a place it's going to be a different road, and being able to be honest with that effort that you're putting into it. I know that these three keys can kind of face us differently, but I do know that these three things really do impact on how and why you may not be getting results. So let's just review here. The first key is you have to get healthy first before you can even think about losing weight. What does your intake look like? What does your diet look like? What kind of foods are you intaking? Is it a healthy, well-rounded, you know, supporting your metabolism type of a diet before you can even address? And if it's 1,200 calories, if it's 1,300 calories or 1,400 calories, that's just not enough to think about losing weight. You have to get healthy first and get that metabolism at a place where you can bump that up to 2,000, 2,200, even 2,400 calories of really a healthy metabolism. Second key is that once your body's fed, then you can start to address that fat loss, weight loss goal. All right. And the key number three is evaluate your effort. What does your effort truly look like on an honest level? And is it something that you are doing great part of the time, but not the other part of the time? Are you doing all the things that you really should be doing to reach the goal that you want? I would love to support you and help you. I do one-on-one coaching. Would love to connect with you if you're interested in connecting with me to really help you on your journey. You can contact me at my email address, TaraJ@dietditching.com. If you need some help and guidance, even if you just want that food list, we'd love to send that to you. You can also come into our Facebook group, She Breaks Free, and connect there with other like-minded ladies who are at the same place you are and or feel that same struggle. I pray this has given you some insight to why it is that you aren't seeing results. And certainly there could be a number of other reasons, but those three keys are things that I've experienced in my own journey and just wanted to share that with you today. So take care and God bless. If you have been blessed today, you can thank me big by heading over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review of the show. I would be so grateful. Secondly, if you want to connect with me and others who are like-minded, go to Facebook and join She Breaks Free group. It's a private group where you can feel safe and always share your heart. I will be there to answer questions, provide tips, and help you in your journey to freedom. Here's to you breaking free. God bless.